It's important because it puts a face on the issue. Now, a lot of people at this point will say to me, you had me part of the way, but now here you go about being all open about it now, and that's what I don't get. A couple days ago, I got an email. It was actually a very nice email. The title of the email was actually Looking to Understand, and the person was really genuinely, I think, trying to understand something about homosexuality, and he or she wrote, I don't remember if it was male or female, but the person wrote, you know, I don't understand. If you're okay with it, why do you have to be open about it? Why does everybody have to know? I don't understand why gay people have to be so open about it. And I've heard this question before. First one I ever heard this question from was my mother. Back when I came out to my parents many years ago, we used to have long discussions. And I remember one of these discussions with my discussions, arguments, whatever you want to call them. We didn't throw things or anything, but it was lively. During one of these discussions, my mother said, I just do not understand why you have to be so open about your sexuality. Your father and I are not open about our sexuality. I want you to think about that sentence. Your father and I are not open about our sexuality. Not only is the person who utters that sentence openly heterosexual, she's open about having had sex at least once. Heterosexual people do this all the time. They talk about their wives and their husbands, their boyfriends and their girlfriends, people they have crushes on, perfectly normal. We do the exact same thing, and we're flaunting it. We're making an issue out of it. And that's a double standard, and it's not fair. And I don't mean to pick on my mother here, because over the years, things have changed quite a bit. She's grown. Both of my parents on this issue have been wonderful. A few years ago, I was home for Christmas with my partner, and my parents took us to this restaurant that they go to all the time. And so they know all the waiters and waitresses by name. And at one point, we're sitting there eating, and my mother sees a waitress walk by, and she says, oh, Jane, come over here. I want you to meet my son John and his partner Mark. I nearly spit my food clear across the table when she said, who are you and what have you done with my mother? It was such a powerful moment. It was a powerful moment in part because of what it said to me, which was, you know what? We're not going to treat this like a dirty little secret anymore, because there's no reason to.